This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever you want, as we kick off the third hour of the program. We're going to continue into this story that Johnson's sharing with us about the Democrats versus the Republicans. What really is the difference? They both just seem to hate each other for the sake of hating the other side, and they're not really focusing on what it is that they believe, if they actually do believe anything at all.
They do believe. They believe that they know better than the common man, and that they need to retain power, even if it's every other year or every other 2 years,
or else the other guys
in order to use the power of government to control their neighbors.
Sure, to reward their friends and punish their enemies. So we can get deeper into that, but we do actually have Dave on the line in New York, and we're going to go to him first. He is watching us on YouTube tonight, and Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
First thing I want to know, I see you guys have a dog down there. What's the name of your dog's name, just out of curiosity?
The dog is, studio dog here is named Jazzy.
Jazzy?
Jazzy, yeah.
Yeah. I was fired from a podcast.
Really? Okay, which podcast?
Is there a dog involved?
Were you making money? You were a podcaster who was actually making money off of it?
No, because these people are, I'm just going to give initials, TW, this guy named Gary up in Canada, and TJ out in Seattle, they're making money off of my misery, right? These people, like, you know, it's just talk on Anchor.fm, whatever.
Hold on. Slow down. We got to figure this out. What is the name of the podcast that you were allegedly a part of?
They keep on changing the name. It's on Anchor.fm.
What is Anchor.fm?
It's an app for your phone or something, and you can make podcasts with it and stuff.
How come? Look, you've got apps on your phone. How come you don't put the Discord app on there and call in with that? Because it would sound a lot better.
Because I don't use Dix.org. I don't use that app. That thing.
Discord. Dummy.
You're not going to find it if you type in Dix.org. You're going to find a lot of other stuff, though.
Yeah. So you ought to try that.
I don't use that app.
Well, you should, because it's a good app. You like having conversations.
It's very popular in the gaming community.
Yeah.
Did you hear Gene call in earlier? He sounded like he was in the room with us. He sounded
right.
Crystal clear.
I don't use Richard.org, okay?
My God, you're so ignorant. It's Discord, dude. D-I-S-C-O-R-D.
D-I-C-K.org.
No,
D-I-C-K.org.
You're being purposefully obtuse.
It's like what we're having right now, Discord.
Okay, so what is the name of this podcast that you're on? Because the Anchor.fm appears to be a podcasting generation thing, like meaning that you can put your podcast on this Anchor site. Like, it helps people with podcasting. So what's the name of the show that you were on?
We each have our own shows, like this GW, we all load up the app, whatever, or something, and we all hit each other up. GW is in Boston, okay. Gary's in Canada, TJ is out in Seattle.
If you all have your own shows, then you didn't get fired from somebody else's show.
I did get fired because CW said, because I want to be paid $500 up front before I do a podcast.
Dude, we've been doing this show for years on broadcast radio and on podcast, and nobody has made $500 for one show.
I don't mean nobody, our co-hosts.
No one has made $500 for one show, ever.
You guys get revenue from ads. You guys get revenue from ads.
Actually, I take it back. There were some Bitcoin live remotes where we did get paid $500 a day to do those. But but for a typical show, there's no kind of money like that in this at all. So you're being completely unrealistic on what you're expecting.
TW saying, "Oh, I'll pay you a dollar for a podcast." No, I want to be if I'm going to be paid for a podcast, I want to be paid $500.
Okay, all right. Hey, I don't blame you. Everybody wants to make some money. You know, it'd be great to make that kind of money. How many episodes were you on before you got fired?
There were like a few, three or four, something like that.
So you did three or four shows, yet you can't actually tell me the name of the show.
Because when you load up Anchor.fm, you can make your own title and stuff like that. You can make your own title.
Right. So what was the title?
One of them was called the hell was it called? Swamp Pool House or something, something or rather.
So here's one of the reasons why you shouldn't be on this show, because you don't even know the name of the show you are on. Why would I want, if I was going to hire a co-host, why would I want a co-host who's so out of it, they don't even know the name of the show?
But you have two of them sitting there right there in front of you.
Yeah, they both know the name of the show they're on.
But I'm
they
sure
know how to get into the studio, too.
I'm sure they are being paid to sit there.
Not always. Actually, for many years, we didn't pay anybody. The only payment was that, you know, we'd plug libertyminded.com on the air or whatever.
And I didn't even ask for a plug for most of the time that I've been on this show.
Well, because most of the time, Liberty Minded didn't exist.
Well, that. I mean, I could have been plugging other things, but I'm just like, eh.
But we do, you know, we're doing financially fairly well now, so we decided a couple of years ago, I think, to start paying a little bit of a spiff. It's not even like, you know, they're not employees or anything like that. It's just like, hey, you know, here's a thank you for showing up.
You guys get revenue from being from, you know, from people like, you know, you guys
from
get
advertisers,
revenue.
Yeah.
From advertisers, yeah.
Yeah. Because we've been doing this for a long time, and Mark Edge is a sales professional. He's pretty good at doing that sort of thing. But look, Dave, the reason why people want to be on the air with Free Talk Live is because it's fun. It's great to get the word out about things, you know, whether it be the thing that you're doing or the things that you think are interesting or whatever. That's what drove most people to do this show over most of the years of its existence. The fact that we pay a small fee, you know, just to say thank you for showing up, cover some of the gas to get out here is not the main reason why people show up.
So let me ask you this. So
when you
did your show, how many times did you mention Anchor.fm?
But like we did like three or four shows, and you know, because you know we can you load up a thing on your phone or whatever, and you can type in a title for your own thing.
How many times did you mention it? Now that you've given us the rundown of the features of Anchor.fm.
Because what the hell was I saying?
Would you say you mentioned it 10 times, 20 times?
It was mentioned a couple of times because, you know.
And how many times did you get paid for each time that you gave them a free ad?
You guys are being paid to be there right now.
And why is Anchor paying you? You go around mentioning their product. You're a brand representative. Why aren't they paying you? Have you called them up and told them that you want to represent their brand for them?
I told TW, this guy out in Boston who I've known since.
Does he work for Anchor.fm?
What?
They're getting so much free advertising.
No. But this guy, my friend out in Boston, TW, who I've known since like the Howard Schwein.net message boards, and I told him I wanted to be paid $500. I wanted to be paid for podcasting.
And what did he tell you? Go take a hike.
Yeah, because he said, oh, he'll pay me a dollar. No, I wanted to pay more than a dollar.
If you were his friend and you actually valued the thing that you were creating together, you'd have done it for free and then figured out later how you could make some money off of it.
The question is he making money from Anchor.fm?
I don't work for free. I don't work for free.
Yeah, well, you don't work at all, do you?
I don't work. You guys don't work for free.
You got yes, I did. I worked for free for years on this show. I paid to be on this show for years in the early days, back when we were on WTMY, Johnson, we were both paying for airtime back then.
The problem is you don't decide what you're worth. You decide what you get to ask for, and you get decide to try and set your value.
He did try. He tried $500 an episode.
And if no one else sets that value for you, then you don't get that.
What you get paid is all what people are willing to give you. If you don't provide a service and they're not willing to pay you, then it's not worth it.
Should we keep Dave? Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight, because he can keep going. You know Dave can keep going on this. I wish he would get the Discord app, though.
Discord!
D-I-S-C-O-R-D. Go download the Discord app, Dave, and then sign up for it, and then go to discord.lrn.fm.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You dial toll free if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. And if you really want to sound good, just get on our Discord lines over at discord.lrn.fm, where you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Hey, coming up next year in the summertime, ForkFest 2020. It is year number 4 of the Decentralized Libertarian Camping Festival happening at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's an absolutely beautiful location to spend some time. Even if you were just there by yourself or with your family or whatever, with your loved ones, it's a great place to go. But if you're surrounded by other liberty-minded folks, people who are maybe self-described as voluntarists or libertarians or anarchists, then it gets even better because you're around people that, you know, think like you do. And, you know, some people set up shop, they sell things, they make food, sell items or whatever. Usually they don't ask any governmental permission for that. So this year, in this year's ForkFest, there were several vendors that were selling delicious food. Every one of them took cryptocurrency for payment, which was awesome. So it actually ended up being like a crypto festival, in the woods in New Hampshire. And year number 3, which was this year, was much bigger than year number 2. And so I expect year number 4 is going to get bigger. Now, we don't have any official numbers because ForkFest is not an organized event. There's not a board of directors. There's not organizers. There's no tickets that are sold to the event. You do have to pay for your camping spot at Rogers Campground, but beyond that, that's it. You buy your camping spot, then you figure out what to do. Do you want to do something? Do you want to, like, you know, host a poker table or something like that, or have a musical event, or put on a play? I don't know. Whatever you want to do, whatever you think people would find enjoyable, you can just create that at ForkFest. And that's kind of what made ForkFest really interesting, was like, well, there's all these people there. What are they going to bring to the table? What kind of, Johnson, you set up a food booth, mm-hmm. Which was like, you had some really high quality food that you were making there.
Yeah, I was just doing a bunch of different stuff.
And so, you know, just kind of do whatever you think you're called to do, whatever you think is going to work out, whatever you think the market would appreciate.
I was like trying to offer, you know, low-carb options, also vegetarian options.
Yep.
And then, like, you know, besides some, like, kind of fancier stuff in that realm, just burgers and hot dogs and stuff. So, I mean, it was interesting because there was a lot of different people. No, we didn't break. This particular year, we didn't break even.
Wait, you weren't there for all of ForkFest, were you?
No, I think I missed like the first 2 days or whatever that, but you know.
That wouldn't have been too busy then anyway.
Yeah. Isn't breakfast the one you want to master?
Because
no
Roach
one, no
was killing it.
No one is
probably.
No one is willing to wake up that early. Except
he was
got,
the only person doing it, and he sold out fast.
That's what you got to do in order to really capitalize on, or do something like
or late
like
night
snacks.
Yeah, because most of them don't want to go late night
quick.
Either. And actually, Little Zoe's Pizza was doing late night stuff, and they were doing great too.
Right.
So
my question is, how many more years until the Great ForkFest Schism?
Well, yeah, it's what would that look like? Because the schism that created ForkFest was a result of central organizers making decisions that not everyone agreed with. But in the case of ForkFest, there are no central organizers because that's the whole point of the festival.
Yeah.
So you can go to ForkFest.party. It's an unofficial website that'll give you at least the dates and some. You can link over to a Telegram chat room and the forum. All of it, you know, created by people who enjoy the event. The dates are, again, unofficially going to be June 29th through July 5th. And, you know, you can stay longer if you want. But before that, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has the park locked down, so you can't really go earlier than that. Otherwise, you'll be in ForkFest, and you got to pay for a ticket there. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. That's a fine event. It's a fine festival. I got the pleasure of attending that this year mm-hmm. for the first time in a few years. So there's two festivals that happen now during the summertime in New Hampshire for freedom lovers. And this coming year in 2020, ForkFest is going to move after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The previous 3 years, it was before. So that means it's going to be a little warmer. It's going to be another week into summer. And so more people should be able to attend because everybody's going to be out of school by the time ForkFest hits. And it's going to have Independence Day, which I think is going to be just a perfect final or finale, if you will, for that particular week.
You're going to get all the leftovers. You're going to get the scraps.
Scraps?
The seconds.
What do you mean?
All the people left over from ForkFest.
That's actually going to be awesome because...
I'm not saying. Having considered that every ForkFest has been before,
right.
I'm assuming, just as you said, that you weren't actually losing out on clientele, on participants, because people weren't ready to come out and... But my concern is, how energized are they going to be? Are they going to be ready to party? or are they going to be all worn out from a whole week of Pork Fest?
Well, first of all, the Porcupine Freedom Festival isn't a whole week. They used to be.
This is news to me.
A few years ago, cut it back.
4 days now.
Yeah, they cut it back to maybe five, but 4 or 5 days.
So what day of the week does it start? Still on
like
Sunday?
Like Tuesday?
That's probably better for a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, so it's a little shorter. And so we expect it's going to ramp up into Fork Fest, and then Fork Fest will ramp up towards the weekend.
So they'll still have some juice flowing,
yeah.
So they'll still be able to celebrate Independence Day.
It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Forkfest.party. Go there and learn more about it. Let's get back into these Republicans and Democrats, Johnson. Your story pointing out that it seems like they don't even stand for anything anymore. If they ever did, they certainly don't now, except for, we're not the other team.
Right.
Go team.
Right.
But hasn't that always been the case? Forever?
Apparently it's more so now than it ever was.
Yeah, but everyone says this year, this generation is worse off than the last.
The partisanness has been increasing in my lifetime, for sure. And I, you know, made a claim when I was much younger that I thought that because of George W. Bush, that I thought that it was going to get a lot worse. And I was right. You know, this was a long time ago. Just when I was starting to get into radio and talking about these ideas, and I kind of saw it back then. I'm like, this guy is really religious, and it's just, you know, he runs his life from that and runs politics that way, and you're putting religion and politics together, and it's going to be a big shift, and it was a big shift. And it has not healed ever since. And, of course, 9/11 didn't help. The article goes on here to continue. Such rapid shifts on issues and ideology have left little time for developing a strong basis of enthusiasm for what political partisans are supposedly for, but left people with plenty of energy to expand on what they're against. We find that while partisan animus began to rise in the 1980s, it has grown, I guess during Reagan, it has grown dramatically over the past two decades. Shanto Iyengar and Masha Karpenkin, political scientist at Stanford, reported in a paper published last year, as animosity towards the opposing party has intensified, it has taken on a new role as the prime motivator in partisans' political lives. Today, it is out-group animus rather than in-group favoritism that drives political behavior. That means politically partisan Americans are defining themselves not by what they have in common with allies, but by how much they hate their enemies.
Yep. I can tell you, I see this happening. I've been attending the Republican meetings here in Keene now for almost a year. I think I first started going in December of 2018, and a lot of what they talk about is how bad the Democrats are and what the Democrats are doing, and really just exactly what you're saying.
So let me ask you guys, how about them statists?
How about them? I mean, there's plenty of them.
I'm just saying, if we're going to go by people defining themselves by their, you know, enemies as opposed to their allies.
Well, no, libertarians.
I would say that infection has not just affected the Republicans and the Democrats, but is true of all political stripes, including libertarians, who
maybe
have their opposition to status.
I think those individuals have given up and have fallen victim to the poison.
We got more on the way. 855, 450, free.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House impeachment inquiry of President Trump continues. Lawmakers heard details about the back channel led by Rudy Giuliani that pushed for Ukraine to cooperate in investigations into Democrats. Former U.S. envoy Ambassador Kurt Volker.
They're not things that we should be pursuing as part of our national security strategy with Ukraine.
It's why White House advisor Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman testified he was concerned after listening to the president's call with Ukraine on July 25th.
It is improper for the president of the United States to demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and a political opponent.
The president's reaction came at a cabinet meeting.
They're using this impeachment hoax for their own political gain to try and damage the Republican Party and damage the president.
There's more public testimony on Wednesday and Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You can join them over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
All right, so we've been talking about partisan hackery, partisanship, people who just hate on the other side without actually really even knowing what their own side stands for.
Without thinking. This is the very definition of a non-player character, an NPC. People mm-hmm. who just go along with the show, with the collective, and never actually ask questions
why?
About what do we stand for? Yeah. Well, what are we actually against?
This is where it gets into the statistics and starts getting interesting, at least in my
Well,
eyes.
They know what they're against. Anything the other side says.
Yeah, exactly. Even if the other side starts to change its tone and the party that you're with starts to change its tone, before you know it, I'm okay, Republicans. I'm okay with certain bans on on certain weapons, certain firearms.
Right. Bump stocks.
Even though that was unheard of 10 years ago.
So, tell us more, Johnson.
So it says this, the article continues here. This means that politically partisan Americans are defining themselves not by what they have in common with allies, but how much they hate their enemies. Mm. They may not have a good handle on what they're fighting about, but damn it, they're going to fight. And it goes on here. 55% of Republicans said Democrats are not more, or sorry, that 55% of Republicans said Democrats are more immoral than other Americans. And 47% of Democrats said likewise about Republicans. As Pew Research noted last month, the level of division and animosity, including negative sentiments among partisans toward the members of the opposing party, has only deepened since the last survey 3 years ago. 55% of Republicans said Democrats are more... Yeah. 55. It goes on in the next paragraph, though. It says 55% of Republicans and 44% of Democrats say the party opposing their own is not just worse for politics, they are downright evil. According to a YouGov survey, 34% of Republicans and 27% of Democrats say that the other party lack the traits to be considered fully human. They behave like animals.
Whoa.
And what I want to know is what percentage do libertarians fall under as far as believing that the statists, both Republicans
are
and
Democrats,
are not humans?
Well, the interesting thing
is, snake people.
This same article, you know, basically covered that these people, they don't have a sense of actual, like, principles. Or so they, if you were to ask them, why are these people, like, what traits define why these other groups are evil, they probably wouldn't be able to give you a consistent or solid answer, which is interesting because, like, I can sit here and tell you why I think Republicans and Democrats are immoral all day long,
mm-hmm.
because they support force and aggression against peaceful people. If you're a Republican or a Democrat, you support force and aggression usage against peaceful people.
But
you essentially are supporting violence. You may not understand
you're
supporting violence.
Right, and that's why they're not necessarily evil.
Right.
Right? Because they believe they're doing good. They believe their side is the right side.
I didn't necessarily say evil. I said immoral, meaning that you lack a moral foundation.
Right. But the question was who believes that the other side is evil, and a significant amount of them
do. Yeah.
Even though the other side is just a group of people who thinks they're doing the right thing.
But that evil question built up from asking questions about the morality of the opposing party. And it's like, well, you know, if you can't even define what your morals are, how are you going to define what's immoral about the other party? You just think they're icky.
Right.
So it says here, factions aren't really firm about what they believe, shift positions, but are dead set in their hatred for one another to the point of dehumanization. In a weird way, such partisan animus is, for its own sake, sounds an awful like ancient rivalry between the Blues and the Greens, the chariot teams turned political parties that played into such a prominent role in 6th century Byzantine political life. As with modern Republicans and Democrats, it was never entirely clear what they stood for beyond opposition to one another, but rioting between the two factions ultimately burned half of Constantinople to the ground. When the Blues and Greens set about burning their own city, they were encouraged by senators who hoped to seize the imperial throne for themselves. They sought to take advantage of the chaos.
I would like to encourage both sides to go ahead and burn D.C. down. Could we have that happen? Because if this is the way this ends, then I support it. Let's do it.
It's not about destroying the power hold. It's about gaining control over it and gaining the power for themselves.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what he's saying, if, you know, as they continued to conflict, it ended up in
what they don't realize, and this is the kicker, is that their people who they're voting for every year are, in fact, the same team and are just about controlling both sides and creating division.
Right.
Yeah, well, the other article...
Here in this country, to keep them fighting and looking the wrong way and looking at the wrong culprit, the whole...
Yeah, well, the other article we could have been talking about that we don't have time for that I had thought about talking about but was ultimately way too long was about the mathematical probability of a revolution, and that the funny title of this Medium article was that the probability or whatever, the unlikely odds of a, you know, or the un... The probability of a probable case for the tinfoil hat wearing prepper, essentially.
To be correct, increases as time goes on.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it's essentially like the mathematical case actually makes a whole lot of sense. That if you look at the history of the United States and the amount of revolutions, and this is just the Civil War and the, I guess, some other revolution.
The first one?
Yeah, well, I don't think that's, well, I guess if you're counting that, I don't know if it was like internal revolutions, not necessarily that, but okay. Maybe he was talking about that one. But if you look at those and you take that into account in terms of mathematical odds, then you're talking about, over the course of a 76.6 year lifespan, a 37% chance that there will be another revolution.
Hmm.
And then goes on to compare other countries and their revolutions, and then
we're overdue for one, basically. Is what he's saying.
Because if you include things like slavery and certain other things that are where people have lost considerable amounts of freedom and other things, then those odds become huge.
But the question is, what's it going to look like when a revolution, whatever that means nowadays, occurs?
What is the fight, and what is it for? Yeah. What are we trying
Who's
to
against
gain?
Who?
I think it's going to revolve around. Well, I mean, you can go either more towards individual freedoms, which I think it's coming to a tipping point where we've lost so much of it. But then look at China and look how much they love, their government controlling everything. Or it could go the other way, where people are suffering so. They're suffering so desperately that they give all of their freedoms away to some puppet master to make it all go away. Take care of me. And I'm thinking communist Russia, and I'm thinking fascist Germany, Nazi Germany. The term fascist has changed over the years, but these days that's basically what it means. But both of those groups of people gave up all their freedoms because they didn't know where else to go, and they gave it up to a central power to take care of them. And so we could either go where we rise up, the people, the individual, and take our power back, or we give it all away, give all our freedoms away.
It sure doesn't seem like the former, but I would love it to be. It just seems like people are getting more likely to give away their freedoms, more likely to not make choices.
Look at what we do all day. I mean, look at the Zoomers and all of the, they post everything, every part of their lives on the internet, and they don't care. What's a password for? I don't need a VPN. The government would never do that to me.
They've never
spy on me.
They've never lived a life without the TSA, right?
It's always been there. They've always had an elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
So I want to say the correct title of that article so people, if they're interested, can go look this up, because I found the math was really interesting. But it's the surprisingly solid mathematical case of the tinfoil hat gun prepper.
Just drop it in our show prep channel.
Is this every 52 years or something? Is that theory? Or 56 theories, years or something like that?
I thought it was 80 years.
No. That's a whole other theory. That's a different cycle.
This guy is what he does is he does like insurance adjusting for flood damage, and basically talking about whether or not people are going to be able to get a mortgage, and what the odds are that a flood will occur in a particular area within 30 years, and looking at those numbers and then calculating the odds that will happen. And so he was using those kinds of formulas to calculate what are the odds of like a black swan event revolution kind of situation in particular countries.
Johnson's going to post that article on, and the other one from Reason, I guess, as well, on our show prep channel, which you can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. These are our social medias. Also, toot.freetalklive.com, and telegram.freetalklive.com. It will appear in all those places. More coming up. Game of the week. Next.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you dial in now, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're changing gears. You know, we've basically assessed the situation between these Democrats and the Republicans and how they're really more similar than they are different, in that all they do is just hate on the other side. Ian Johnson and Conan in the studio here tonight. By the way, I do want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of cool features there. You can follow us on our video streaming platforms. We're on Twitch and we're on DLive. There's also a YouTube channel, but who cares about that? Twitch.lrn.fm and DLive.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. And sometimes there's after shows that happen. There won't be one tonight, but there's, I think, every Wednesday night now for the last couple of months. Jay Noon and Nobody and Silver Dave have been doing an after show on Wednesdays, and Nobody, I believe, has started one on Friday nights. I don't know how consistent that one will be. We'll see. But it's there when it's there. And if you're following our channels on DLive and Twitch, you will get notices when we go live on those platforms. So once again, that is DLive.lrn.fm and Twitch.lrn.fm. Conan, you wanted to do a game of the week this week. And a Mandela effect of the week. We'll see if we have time for it, but
probably just game of the week.
Game of the week. What is it?
So last week or the week before, I was playing Dungeons 3, which is a simulator. It's a real time strategy type game where you build a base, an underground base, and you are the bad guy. You're the evil genius, and you're thwarting the good guys who are coming in and are trying to take you out.
The heroes are coming into the dungeons. Your job to stop them.
Correct. Dungeons 3 was based on an old 2001, the late early 2000s game called Dungeon Keeper 2, which is phenomenal. It is, you know, there's very few games that I've actually replayed more than once. And in the case of Dungeons,
never replayed.
Games. Right. In the case of Dungeon Keeper 2, I've replayed it at least 4 times. And in the case of this next game that I'm going to review, which, by the way, I was playing Dungeons 3. If you can get it on sale, I would go with it. But it is not Dungeon Keeper 2. It is, you know,
not as good.
It's not as good. Mm-hmm. The graphics are better. The gameplay is better. Everything's a little bit better. But it just doesn't have that. You know, it just doesn't have it like the old. And of course, I'm nostalgic, so yeah. I could be wrong. I'm a purist,
sure.
So I could be wrong on that front. But it did, the nostalgia from that game made me want to load up some of my older games. In this case, I loaded up Evil Genius.
I've not heard of it.
Which came out in 2004, and it is also a single-player real-time simulation strategy where it's very similar, except it is more of a James Bond slash, if any of you are familiar with Archer,
the adult comedy
cartoon. Very similar. It is very stylized. The art is very stylized. Mm-hmm. You have
you have all your
cliche.
What's the goal? What's going on?
Same thing. You're an evil genius, and basically you have your underground or under a mountain fortress.
Uh-huh.
And in the last stage, the second island, you actually build your base around a volcano. Huh. And, of course, the good guys are trying to take you out. And, of course, you are, throughout the game, sending your minions out into the world to perform vile acts of infamy, where you're stealing priceless artifacts and you're taking out governments and installing your own diplomats into the case of theirs. It's just a whole lot of fun. I'm actually playing on the hardest difficulty this time around, and there's a couple of just unfair moments, I'll say that. But if you're playing it for the first time, definitely play it.
Now, is this one of these games that's available on, like, a Steam platform? It's easy to get a hold of?
It's very easy to get a hold of. It is on Steam. I haven't figured out how to unlock all of the Easter eggs that I could do so back in the day on the Steam version. So there are some characters I can't get. There's some rooms and stuff that I can't unlock because I haven't figured it out yet, and I don't think I'm gonna.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm already, I've been playing it all week, and I'm glad that I reloaded it. It's a great game, and it still looks
10
good.
10 out of 10 rating on Steam.
It still looks good. 15 years later, it's definitely worth playing, especially for that price range. And I think I did wait about 80% off, so I think I only paid like $3 or $4.
This time?
This time around. Of course, the...
It wasn't... The Steam didn't exist
the Steam,
back then.
Well, the Steam sale is over. I'm talking about just the sale that we just experienced. But it's definitely super fun. Like a lot of these strategy games, the trap system is kind of wonky. Dungeons Keeper 2 is the same. Dungeons 3 that I just played, the trap system is just wonky. Sometimes it's just better to set up a bunch of guns. They just walk in and blast them all.
Huh.
But good fun.
Wow, this must have been one of the last games with the Sierra brand on it. I'm looking here. It actually had the Sierra brand, which ended in June of 2004.
Yeah, Sierra was King's Quest?
Yeah, Sierra had a bunch of great games back in the late 80s, early 90s, like Leisure Suit Larry, the King's Quest series,
and
Police Quest, another one. There was a bunch of sort of adventure game style games way back in the day. They don't make games like that anymore.
They don't make a lot of things like they used to anymore. And I don't think it's just because we're old and nostalgic. I think something is going on. Where movies and TV and games just
people
suck.
Don't have the patience for an adventure game like that. I mean, we're talking about for kids. We're talking about these old games where what you do is there was like a still frame where you'd have to walk around. You click on like the different things on the screen to try to learn.
By the way, there is an updated King's Quest. It's like 5 different episodes, and I had the first one for 3, and I never loaded it up. It looks beautiful.
So I recently was excited, but unfortunately, I think there's some paperwork that I need to have to actually like move forward in the game. Because I had a book.
I originally
owned this game in like. When I was very young, it was prior to high school, Star Trek Judgment Rights.
Huh.
It came out originally, it is a full color game, but it was originally on 12, 3.25 inch floppy disks.
Wow, that's an oldie.
Yeah, and it's recently been released to the Internet Archive where they have like all these DOS games that you.
Yeah, didn't they just release like 2,500 more DOS something. Games, and they already had thousands.
And this
of them?
Star Trek Judgment Rights was included, so I was like really excited. I started to get it to play it, and I was able to get it to run, but the moment I go into the game, it's like there's something that it asks you to do to like go to a specific star system. And it's like
you have to go to the instruction booklet.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't have, there's no instruction booklet. Like, how do you do this?
Right.
I'm like, how do you get first? Because I want to play through this game again. It was really fun.
This was
so much science in it. You have to like mix gases.
This was an old copy protection measure that you're describing back in the days when anybody could just copy a game from disc to disc. One of the ways the companies would protect that from happening was they'd make sure you check the manual to get some sort of a word. Like, what's the third word from the top of the page on page 7? You type that word in, and then it lets you into the game. And the idea was if you didn't have a copy of the manual, you probably weren't the real owner of the game, and so therefore you couldn't get into it.
Yeah, and it's in this game, it's like part of the gameplay is to look something up or some things that are probably included in the manual or like a map, like a star map or something like that. And it stinks because that game was very much like watching an original series Star Trek episode with the type of puzzles that you have to solve were like the kind of puzzles that were in the show. And it was just, I was like all excited and then disappointed.
I played like 15 minutes of Oregon Trail a couple of weeks ago.
Did you die?
It's online. No, I was doing great.
Which version, though? They're still making them.
No, the original.
Okay. Because they've remade and remade.
I was doing great. And
I've been playing the modern version of Oregon Trail, which is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh.
I've heard it's a great game. I haven't had a chance to. I did play through the first
one. Is it on PC yet?
Yes.
Had a bit of a buggy launch, though, from what I heard.
Yeah.
Speaking of new things, Google apparently is trying to get into the video gaming market with its Stadia product, which seems like a real dead-in-the-water concept. The idea behind this thing, as I understand it, is Google is going to run the games that you buy on their server.
It's not a unique idea.
And then, no, it's not, but they're pushing it hard or whatever, and then they will then broadcast the gameplay to your device, which you can, in theory, watch on not only your computer, but your phone or a tablet or television. So the idea is, you know, your devices become the portal to you playing this game, and the gameplay itself is actually being done on Google servers. It seems like it's going to be an absolute nightmare for most people because of lag.
Does anyone remember OnLive?
No.
Yeah, well, OnLive was one of these streaming game services, one of the first ones, and everyone was really excited about it.
And they died.
Yeah. Because cloud gaming stinks.
It does, and it did. But I think that for the three of us, you know, we grew up in an age where you actually own physical copies and you build your own damn playing machine, your own PC.
Yeah.
But there's a whole generation out there, they stream everything.
Sure.
And they don't know how to build their own PC. They don't know any of this, so they just want to push the green button that loads their game up.
That's fine, but the game still has to load to the hardware that you have, because if you're not if it's not running on your hardware, it's not going to run very well.
Maybe 5G microwaves in your house is going to bring all of this technology to the front.
You're going to need a real fast internet connection that's super duper
and the
stable.
Bandwidth is going to, even if you have the fast internet connection, somebody calculated the bandwidth of this Google Stadia, you're going to go over like a terabyte limit for this thing. It's crazy. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists. Held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.